check 1 1 2 1 2 3. Ha! Cha!
Arizona Sports 98.7 FM.
Oh, Luke, Wolf, and my brother, are you kidding me? This does not suck buttermilk, right?
Ron Wolfley.
Hey, I was a witch blister. How are you?
Luke Lipinski.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the show.
It's Wolf and Luke.
Live from the Auction Community Studios on this Tuesday morning. Tuesday going into game two. It is the Wolf and Luke Show. Wolf, what's up?
You see that right there, Luke. Honestly, you can almost smell it. Can you not right now? Here it is, Game Tuesday. Boy, that is good. Did you just make that up right now?
Yes, while trying to fix the chair that was designed for a five-year-old.
Yeah, well, you look like you're sitting a little low right now.
Well, yeah, because it was like a booster seat when I walked in.
Okay, it was like a booster. Well, hey, you know what? I enjoy the booster, based on audience. I do, because you just let your feet hang. You don't touch the ground that way. And it just kind of eases your back. It removes all that stress on your low back. And I have had a lot of stress on my low back over the years.
Even where I am now, I'm barely touching the ground. I don't need to be 75 feet.
Okay, well, still, I'm not 75. Don't exaggerate.
No,
Luke.
No, but this
not,
chair.
Not today,
this
of all
chair,
days.
My head was like hitting the ceiling.
Of all days, there can be no exaggeration
okay,
today.
No exaggeration. It's a no exaggeration Tuesday?
It's a no exaggeration Tuesday right now, because you know what? The truth must prevail. The truth must be told. You know, it's a truth Tuesday. It's a truth.
That's a lot of Tuesdays.
Tuesday.
So I can't come on the air.
It's a truth day.
Truth day.
That's kind of hard to say. Truth's day.
No, yeah, that sounds too much like Thursday.
That doesn't work.
It would be wrong if I came on the air here and said if the Suns lose tonight, they might be on the fast track to this era of Suns basketball being over.
Yeah.
That would be too much of an exaggeration.
Can you imagine right now? You have to wonder what is going on right now, right? You have to tell the truth. If you're going to fix anything, you have to tell the truth. And the truth was, in game one, the Minnesota Timberwolves were more physical than the Phoenix Suns, Ron Wolfley reporting. And what are you going to do about it?
I don't think we have to, or at least I don't feel like I have to, wonder about the offseason, the big picture, the future of this group. I don't feel like I have to wonder about any of that yet. But if they lose tonight, we're heading in the wrong direction real quickly. Because, yes, could they win four of the next five?
Yeah,
sure, they could. How many times have we said, yeah, they could all season? But if they go out there and, like, lose the same game and Anthony Edwards goes off and Devin Booker can't get past Jaden McDaniels and Rudy Gobert if he gets to the rim, if it's a carbon copy of the same game, I don't think it will be. But it's on the table that if it is, then we got problems.
Yeah, you know, you have to wonder right now, who has the psychological advantage? I don't think there's any doubt the Minnesota Timberwolves have the psychological advantage. Coming into this series, who do you think most people thought had the psychological advantage?
You know, it's funny.
Phoenix Suns.
When you asked that, I agree, the Suns did coming into the series. I'm not sure Minnesota has it right now, because I'm not sure what the Suns think. You know what I mean? Like, are we going to see a sense of urgency tonight, or are we going to see a, like, hey, we better win this game or we're down 2-0? Or are we going to just be like, yeah, we'll get in game three if we lose game two? Because that's I don't know if there's like a psychological advantage, because I don't even know if the Suns, I don't know where their heads are at.
Okay, well, I would just say this right now. For the Minnesota Timberwolves, I think there is a psychological advantage
on
right
their
now.
Side. Yes,
on their side, of course. Yeah. They're going to sit here. They're going to look at the fact that, hey, listen, we all know the regular season is not the second season. We all understand that and realize that. And you know what? Yeah, you know what? They owned us in the regular season. But I think we all just saw what happened in the second season. Right? So they're going to play. You know that. They've got these guys that are talking to each other. And this is the way we need to beat the Phoenix Suns, is to be ourselves, to be more physical than they are. That's how you beat them. That's how you've always been. And oh, by the way, you might want to get in Devin Booker's face. And I'm talking about the Minnesota Timberwolves, okay? This is something that teams have done to Devin Booker in the past, okay? Book has got this heart of competition, right? We all understand that. The smoldering Devin Booker, he wants to compete. There's no doubt about that. Yet at the same time, he can get sidetracked if you really get nasty with him. And we've seen that happen before. Teams have tried that with Devin Booker.
Yeah, no, they have. And sometimes it works and sometimes it really, really backfires. Here's Booker yesterday on moving from the game one loss into game two.
I mean, you make adjustments, you watch the film, and, you know, you play better.
Remembering it's a 7-game series.
I mean, I just, you know, I can think back to the same situation last year. I mean, I'm not saying we're going to win the next 4 games, but, you know, there's a lot of overreacting after we lost game one to the Clippers, and it's just a series. So understanding that, you know, understanding every road team had a tough time in the playoffs. I'm at game one of the playoffs so far this year, and, you know, we'll see how game two goes.
Yeah, road teams in the playoffs so far are 0-11 in the NBA, which doesn't really do a whole lot for the argument that, hey, anything could happen in the NBA playoff. No, the home team just wins every game. Ideally, the Suns would snap that tonight, because here's another component of this we haven't even really looked at yet, Wolf. The fan base is going to be fired up on for game three on Friday. But I think we would all agree, and I think most fans, Suns fans driving around right now would agree, it's not the same level of like emotional engagement. Like, it just hasn't been there yet. And if they come back to Phoenix before they even play a home game in these playoffs and they're down 2-0, I don't know what that's going to look like. You know, I mean, fans are going to show up. They're going to cheer, obviously. But at least if you win tonight, you start to be like, okay, this team can win playoff games. Maybe start to build some belief that the end isn't inevitable, that it's going to happen earlier than everybody wanted at the start of the year. Because that's what it feels like right now for Suns fans. It's like, I hope they win the series, but either way, we're not winning the title. That almost any Suns fan will say that to you.
You
right
honestly
now.
Really?
Yes.
You think there's a huge, wow, you know this stuff so much better than I do.
It's not like a scientific process, but I bet if we took calls, they would be like, yeah, look, I love my team. I hope they can do this. I just don't see it this year.
Yeah, interesting right there.
I think, you know, a win would help.
Just based on what Devin Booker just said, the cut you just played as well, overreacting. You know what? Telling the truth is not overreacting. It isn't. Never forget that, brothers. It's not overreacting when you tell the truth. As a matter of fact, that should always be the baseline. That should be the baseline, always. It should be the heartbeat of the team. When you compete, I don't care what it is, my young crunk brothers, whatever you're competing at, you always need to start with the truth. Or everything else will be messed up from that point forward. Everything. You can't Jedi mind trick yourself. You have to tell the truth. And it's not overreacting to tell the truth. And the Minnesota Timberwolves were the more physical team in game one. And do you think they're going to come out and do the exact same thing in game two? You better believe it. They're going to come down.
They let up.
They're going to double down on that tonight. That's why tonight, I cannot wait to see it. Because you know the Suns, here we go. Would it shock you if the Suns won this game? No.
No.
It would not shock me.
It wouldn't even shock me if the Suns did what Booker just referenced right there. Last year, they were down 1-0 in the series to the Clippers. They came back and won the next 4. I don't think they're going to win this series in 5. I need to see them win a game. I picked them winning it in 6.
That'd be nice.
But that's not inconceivable. They figure it out tonight, and all of a sudden, game one was like an anomaly, and then you're like, hey, we're 4-1 against this team this season. They've been so up and down that you tend to think it's just going to go back and forth, maybe to a game 7 now, and unfortunately Minnesota won the first game, so you're going to have to string a couple wins together at some point for this to work. Here's Kevin Durant yesterday.
Yeah, just play harder. Just play harder with more intensity. Just play with more focus. Usually that's how I go.
See, it's a thing that just drives me crazy kind of right there, because KD says it would he nailed it.
But he played well in game one.
Yeah. But, you know, he can play better, and he knows he can play better, especially on the defensive end of the floor as well. He nailed it right there. Yeah, we need to play harder. The intensity, KD speaks the truth. It's the one thing I love about him.
167 NBA playoff games. He
speaks
has seen
the
it all.
Truth all the time. And at the same time, I would like it. This is just me. All right. Now, remember, Basin Arnings, I was a wedge buster. I would just like it if he said it.
Thank you, Noel Wedgebusters.
Please.
Thank you, Wedgebusters.
I would just like it if he said it with a furrowed brow. Do you know what I mean?
Well, if he was going to do that, I'd prefer he does it right now as opposed to like, hey, we're down 2-0 or 3-0, because then it's like, what's going on?
As a matter of fact, if Command and Control, if you pulled that cut right there, that quote from Kevin Durant, I'll read it the way I'd like him to say it.
I like this.
How about that? A dramatic read.
I like it. As a reference point, LeBron's played 284 playoff games. How absurd is that? I mean, KD playing 167 is pretty absurd, but 284 for LeBron, that's 3.5 additional seasons of NBA basketball.
Ain't none but 284.
Actually, NBA basketball, it's like 5 additional seasons because nobody plays 82 games. Daniel Jeremiah has released his top 150 prospects for the upcoming NFL draft. So what stands out and what could it mean for the Cardinals? We'll get into that next. It's Wolf and Luke on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
The NFL Draft. News on number 4. Draft coverage. Live, local, late breaking.
All right, we got a busy show. We're going to do a few in-show mock drafts, just spontaneous mock drafts throughout the show today for the top few picks. But we're going to see how that goes.
Boy. There's been a lot of mock drafts out there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, now we're going to do it. But we're only going to do like the top 4 picks.
Just saying.
Rapid fire, and we're going to put each other on the spot. So we're going to do that in a little bit. Kevin Ray is going to join us, talk Suns, obviously, later on. Mike Fitzgerald's joining us today because the Diamondbacks play at 10:15 tomorrow. The second freak from Wolf's Freak Show is coming up next hour. Wolf, I purposely didn't look at who it was, so I can be completely surprised.
Okay, nice.
We got to play Kevin or Devin, too. Right now, though, we're going to look at the NFL drafts, and Daniel Jeremiah, his top 150 prospects. I think we all respect how Daniel Jeremiah does this and what his process is and his opinion on this stuff. And he has his final big board, not a mock draft or anything, just ranking the players, 1 through 150. He's got Caleb Williams, number one. He's got Marvin Harrison Jr., number two. And then we can go any direction you want after that, Wolf. What stood out to you? Because I got one name in particular that stood out to me.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. He's got Marvin Harrison Jr., number two. He's got Rome Odunze, number three. Mm-hmm. And he has Malik Nabers, number four.
Yep.
You know, just think about that right now. I wonder, Basinonians, if it is like that on NFL boards. I wonder if those receivers are really like, I mean, are they that close together on NFL? Because once again, this is a situation where these scouts, basically, this is what they do. They are convicted and they look at players all day long. That's all they do. And suddenly they like a guy for whatever reason better than another. And that's what they're supposed to do. Why is this guy better than that guy or not better than that guy? And because of that, I'm wondering, do you think it's that close on NFL boards, 2, 3, and 4?
Well, not just that close, but also the second, third, and fourth best players in this draft. So it's not just that Marvin Harrison Jr., Rome Odunze, and Malik Nabers are that close, but it's that they're that far ahead of everybody else in this draft. Not receivers. Your top four, according to this big board, and a lot of the ones I've seen are similar to this. Caleb Williams is number one. But then it's 3 receivers, 2, 3, and 4. I don't remember, maybe you do, but I don't remember a year where there were 3 receivers in the top 4 just in terms of best players. They're not going to go 2, 3, 4 in this draft, obviously. Yeah. But I mean, do you remember a year where there were that many receivers in the top 5?
No, I don't remember that. But I will say this right now. Rome Odunze, the closer we get to the draft, and by the way, it is coming, is it not, brothers?
2 days.
Here we go, everybody. The NFL draft. Isn't that going to be awesome? Yes, it is going to be awesome. But also, I want to say this right now. I think Rome Odunze is going to have a better rookie year. I think Rome Odunze is going to have the best rookie year. I don't even know what team he's going to go to.
See, I'd want
to
know what team he's on.
I'm talking about not in terms of production, but in terms of being a pro and assimilating to the game, the pro game, quickly. I think Rome Odunze is going to be that guy. But I think Marvin Harrison Jr. has a higher ceiling, if that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, if in fact he takes to the NFL game, and you always have to ask yourself that question. Paul Calvisi is over. He's over in Tempe, and all he does is sit around and attack wide receivers.
He doesn't want any receivers on the team next year.
I'm just telling Paul. Paul's screaming right now. It's it. It's analytics. What are you talking about, Wolf? It's fact, and it is. And Paulie's been all over this thing. But just the fact that, you know what, all these receivers in the past have not panned out, it has no bearing as to whether Rome Odunze or Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Nabers.
I would say this. In general, I would be uncomfortable taking a receiver at number four. In general, just as a general rule. If you just said, hey, Cardinals have the fourth pick, they should take a receiver. I'd be like, okay. I mean, there's other positions I'd feel better about. But considering how badly they need a receiver, and considering we're looking at yet another big board where three of the top four players in this draft are receivers, like, think about it. You're picking fourth. The second, third, and fourth best players on Daniel Jeremiah's big board are going to be there when you pick fourth. Are you really going to pass on all of them? That's a tough thing to do.
Yeah.
How about this? I want to throw this name out there, too. Brian Thomas Jr.
Yes.
They have him 17th overall.
Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver, LSU.
You need someone who's a reliable pass catcher that can score a touchdown at a moment's notice? Turn to the guy that led the FBS in that category this past season. Despite his height of 6'4", Thomas can burn down the field. He ran a 4.33 40-yard dash at the combine and can get 10 yards downfield in a second and a half. He'll need to improve on his route running at the NFL level, but he's a guaranteed deep threat if given an opportunity to run. NFL comp, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson.
This 2024 NFL Draft Player Profile is brought to you by Bud Light.
Let me just ask you this, Wolf, because he seems to be the consolation prize if the Cardinals trade down. Like, if they trade down and can't trade back up, it's everybody has them taking Brian Thomas Jr., right? 17th, though, so 13 spots below that top tier of receivers. That's a pretty big gap. And yet you just heard in the draft profile, he actually ran a faster 40 than Malik Nabers, his college teammate, and he's bigger than Malik Nabers.
Yes, I know.
So why is he so much lower?
Yeah, you know, once again, I think there is clock speed, and I think there's game speed, and I think when you watch Malik Nabers play in games, he's more explosive, and you can actually see him. And one of the reasons why, based on earnings, that happens is because suddenly you're competing against somebody else who's trying to knock your face off. And you hit the Jets and you explode. And when you compete and get out there, something takes hold of you when you're competing. And because of that, suddenly you find a gear that maybe a lot of people don't find on a clock. One of the other things I wanted to say quickly in regard to Daniel Jeremiah and his top 150. Number nine, Terrion Arnold, the cornerback from Alabama, of course. Number nine. First and only defensive player to crack the top 10.
Oh, that's interesting.
Think about that.
I just realized he was the top corner. You're right.
The only one defensive player cracking his top 10 right there. And listen, I do believe Terrion Arnold is going to be a very, very good corner. I love Kool-Aid McKinstry as well. Love him because I think he's more of a competitor, believe it or not. He's got the chip on his shoulder. He's not Terrion Arnold. He's Kool-Aid McKinstry.
You know who is Terrion Arnold, though?
Who?
Terrion Arnold.
Terrion Arnold, cornerback, Alabama.
Terry on my wayward son. Watching you play sure is fun.
Arnold has great burst, fluid movement, and outstanding athleticism, and is excellent at knocking balls down in pass coverage. He's a playmaker who is sometimes too aggressive, but the first-team All-American has the upside to make him a CB1 within a couple years of being drafted. NFL comp, Marshawn Lattimore.
This 2024 NFL Draft Player Profile is brought to you by Bud Light.
Every time I play it, I forget Jared did
I got to tell you, it's pretty good, though.
Frying pan to the face every time.
Carry on our way. Right? I mean, it's just really.
I can't wait till there's a draft prospect whose last name is ironic, and Wolf does the profile.
Oh, no. Don't. Why?
Don't say ironic.
It's like rain on your wedding day. Oh, that hurts.
All right, well, there we go.
Sounds like a cat out in the alley, does it not, my brothers?
When you do it, yes, it does. Sounds like several cats out in the alley.
Oh, man, that's so good. Okay, it is ironic, though.
Don't you think?
Or maybe it's just coincidence.
All right, text us your thoughts to the FanDuel text line at 620. 620 right now. We come back. Kevin Durant or Devin Booker? Who do you expect to go off tonight in Game 2? We're going to play a round of Kevin or Devin next, and it might, you know, determine the Suns' season, too, so it's kind of a big one. It's Wolf and Luke in Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
All net for Kevin Durant. Booker for the right hand jam.
See the shots that I took. Wet like I'm booked.
It's time to play Kevin or Devin on the Wolf and Luke Show.
Well, this seems especially important tonight as we go into Game 2 of this best-of-seven series against the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think Game 1 showed us we can throw everything from the regular season out. And Kevin Durant and Devin Booker basically averaged the same amount of points per game during the regular season against Minnesota anyway. So, the game is simple. We each have to pick who's going to score more points tonight, Kevin Durant or Devin Booker. And this is how simple it is. Aaron, do you have the standings after Game 1?
We are all 0-1.
We're terrible at this game. All right.
Everybody went with Book.
Everybody
in game
went with
one.
Book.
Hey, listen, the reasoning was there, Basin.
Yeah, the reasoning
was there.
Don't point
and laugh.
I stand by. I think most people listening would have taken Devin Booker as well. It's his team. Take ownership to start the playoffs. It wasn't a great game.
Yes. It was going to be a physical contest. Just say it. It was going to be physical. You know what? Book has engaged in many physical contests over the years. Has he not? Yes. And because of that, yeah, you know what? I thought he was going to thrive in it. Just like I think he's going to thrive in it tonight. Big time.
Are
I'm
you
going
picking
Book.
First? Wow.
You know I'm going Book.
I was
going
to pick first. All
he's
right.
He's going to do it. Tonight. Right,
give a Devin to Wolf. Okay, we're gonna have some separation here one way or the other. Because Book's dealing with a lot of Jaden McDaniels, and if he gets past him, potentially Rudy Gobert. It pains me to pick against Devin. But give me Kevin.
Ooh.
Because I feel like I can just pencil Kevin in 28 to 32 points. And right now, I'm taking that. Give me Kevin.
Aaron? Give me Kevin too.
Nice. Okay. See, it's spreading like wildfire.
Wildflower?
Bruh.
Bruh. Spreading like wildflowers.
Okay, great. Rick?
All right, Rick.
All right, so after Anthony Edwards talked trash to KD on Saturday, KD gave him a smile back, and that smile to me said, okay, kid. And I think he's going to go off just because of that.
Wow.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
KD's going to go off. Three KDs.
Three Kevins and a Devin.
And a Devin.
Well, wouldn't it be funny after leading all regular season if you were in last after two games of the playoffs?
That's a real possibility, it is it not?
You know, don't you always feel good, though, picking Devin? It always just feels good to pick Devin because he might just have 44.
Yeah.
And then what are you going to do?
Yes.
I don't love how game one looked defensively. Not that I don't think the Suns can win the game, but I wonder if maybe the path to a win is KD putting up like 33.
Yeah.
Devin maybe putting up like 26.
I love what you're saying right there. A path to the win right now. Because I'd like to see Devin Booker create a path to the rack tonight. That's what I'd like to see him do. And once again, he shot his first free throw at the 128 mark of the third quarter. Devin Booker, his first free throw. You gotta be kidding me, Book. Book's gonna put it on the floor, man. He's gonna take it to the rack with it. He's gonna do that. That's part of his game. That's who he is. He's gonna draw fouls. Man, he did not in game one, and I expect that totally to change tonight.
Even though three of us picked Kevin, I think we all expect Booker to have a better game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's, he has to, and I think he will have a better game. We'll just see. We'll just see with Kevin tonight. But let's do the dramatic read. You ready to do the dramatic read? Is that why you're drinking whatever that is over there? You ready
Wait
for the
minute.
Dramatic read?
Did you say a dramatic
the
read?
The dramatic read, yeah.
Like from years ago?
And now, Ron Wolfley's dramatic read.
All right, Basinonians, gather on the transistor and press the ear. This would be a dramatic read from Kevin Durant. Do you want to play the cut
you
of Kevin
the original?
Durant?
Yeah, okay,
why don't you
so
play
here's the
cuts?
Original. Talking about what they have to do in game two. Okay, here's KD yesterday.
Yeah, just play harder. Just play harder with more intensity. Just play more focus. Usually that's how I go.
Okay, so, Basinonian, sorry, but this is how I wish Katie said this. Just play harder! Just play harder with more intensity! Just play with more focus! Usually that's how it go. And that is your dramatic read.
With this music in the background, and you could have read off a grocery list, it would have sounded dramatic.
Just play harder. That's the way I'd like him to say it. You know, but KD's so cool, man. He's chill.
You want to hear the original again?
As a reference point? Give it to him.
Everybody just heard Wolf. Now here's KD.
Yeah, just play harder. Just play harder with more intensity. Just play more focus. Usually that's how I go.
Yeah. Right there, man. You know, I'm just saying, he's right. Everything he says is right. You know what I mean? I listen to him, and KD tells the truth a lot of the time, but he's just so chill when he tells it.
But it works for him, at
just
least.
Just walk up to somebody, play harder, man. Just play harder with more intensity. Just play with more focus. Usually that's how it goes. You know, I mean.
I like the idea of us just sending Wolf to the Suns locker room and reading back things they've said, how you would like them to be said.
Are you looking at
just
me?
Play harder. Just play harder with more intensity. Just play with more focus. Usually that's how it goes.
Just play harder. Just play harder with more intensity. Just play with more focus. Usually that's how it go.
You know, when KD was like, it was just kind of like, this is a guy talking. Well, Wolf, when you did it, it was like, this guy's going to come unhinged if you don't start playing harder.
I once got in a fist fight with one of my teammates in the locker room.
This is surprising.
Because I walked up and asked him, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're killing us out there.
I mean, none of this is shocking.
Just play harder.
That should be.
Wait a minute. But you got to remember, ladies and gentlemen, KD has more talent in the tip of his pinky finger than I had my entire
Can you?
Which is why I had to bring that kind of intensity to what I did, right?
Can you send me the very beginning of that where he screams, just play harder, and I'm going to make it the sound on my phone if Wolf ever texts me.
It's just play harder!
Yeah, I'm like, Wolf's texting me.
Just play harder, okay?
I have to go pick up my phone and look at it.
We get it, Mal. Okay, so what has to happen?
Well, it sounds like they just have to play harder.
Play harder, as a matter of fact. You know, that's what I want to see them do. Usually that's how it go. You have to remember, when you do a dramatic read, you read it verbatim. You must read it verbatim. Usually that's how it go.
I want just play harder as my ringtone when you text. And then I want you to text me at least once a day just so I can have that motivation in my life. All right. Embrace the Suns playoffs and go all in with Arizona Sports. Tune in daily at 8 a.m., noon, and 3 p.m. to snag our exclusive Phoenix Suns code word. Text it to 620-620 when you hear it for your shot at scoring Suns playoff tickets. Don't miss your chance. Tune in today during the 8 o'clock, noon, and 3 o'clock hours. Now, obviously, you've already missed the 8 o'clock hour, so tune in during noon and 3 o'clock. When we come back, who are the Cardinals going to pick at number 4? All right, we're going to try this, Wolf. We're going to play a round of Duck, Duck, Draft.
Next. Duck, Duck, Draft.
Yeah, just play harder. Okay, that's the motto here. Okay. It's Wolf and Luke on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Just play harder!
Wolf and Luke get put on the spot to make the fourth pick for the Arizona Cardinals.
Hey, let's see now. Duck, 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 goose!
All right, nicely got Stewie.
What?
All right, Credit to Stewie for doing the voiceover there. This is how we're going to do this, Wolf. We had this idea a little while ago, and we were saving it for this week, and then Monty Austin for it last week talked about the fact that the Cardinals and most teams actually do this, right? They run through all these different scenarios. So we're going to do this four times throughout the show today, and each time one of us is going to make the Cardinals pick. So we're going to start with Aaron making the Cardinals pick. So we're going to go around the room. You're going to pick first. Rick's going to pick second. I'm going to pick third. We're just going to try and create a... It's got to be realistic. But different scenarios leading into the Cardinals' fourth pick. All right?
Okay.
That does not sound like...
You're going to tell me when I have to go.
Okay, right? You're going first.
Okay.
You are the Chicago Bears.
I'm the Chicago Bears.
So the way
right
we're going to try... It can't be the same scenario each time.
Right.
I mean, the Bears can. The Bears kind of ruined this game. But as we go through, you're going to see how it goes. So you're going to pick first, Rick second, me third, and then Aaron's making the Cardinals pick.
Okay.
Okay.
Boy. Do I have to go with what I think they're going to do, or...
No, but it's just got to be realistic. You can't be like, well, the Bears took a kicker, so that opens everything up. Okay. So what you would do as the Bears.
Okay. What I would do as the Chicago Bears.
Yes.
Jaden Daniels is going to be my pick.
Oh wow.
Jaden Daniels is going to be my guy. Can I just tell you right now, I honestly think, once again, he's going to be able to blend the old and the new. He's going to be able to read coverage, and he's going to be able to actually run spread schemes and run them well. I'm not a big believer in Caleb Williams, but Basinonians, you should know, I wasn't a big believer in C.J. Stroud.
Okay. All right. So, Rick, you're picking for the Commanders with Caleb Williams still available, among others, if you wanted to go in a different direction.
I am totally going to go with the hometown kid to my Washington Commanders, Caleb Williams. I hope for some reason, Wolf, that this happens because that would be the greatest thing ever for me.
Well, it's not going to happen with the Chicago Bears, but again, according to our rules, I'm drafting for the Chicago Bears.
I like this utopian society we live in on this show.
All right. If that happened, we'll never see Rick again. He'll be a season ticket holder for the Commanders by like next Monday.
Commanders!
All right, let's see. I got the Patriots here at number three. I'm going to trade the pick because I really do think they're going to do that.
Wait a minute.
And do trades?
Yes, we got to be able to do trades. Otherwise, it's going to be. So, yes, and by the way, that's an option when you're picking for the Cardinals. You can trade. But I have them trading with Minnesota, and I have Minnesota taking Drake May. So it really doesn't affect what you were going to do anyway, Aaron, except you can't trade with Minnesota now.
With the fourth pick of the 2024 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, Ohio State.
All right, I like this. So far, we got Marvin Harrison Jr. on one of these. No thought of a trade? You were just like, I'm done?
Well, if I can't trade with Minnesota, then yeah, I'm done.
Okay, that's fair.
Because you know what I want.
I do know what you want. That's true. Okay.
I want a JJ, and it's not JJ McCarthy.
That would be, unless it's Justin Jefferson McCarthy, unless that's his full name somehow. All right, we're going to run it one more time. You ready for this, Wolf?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go, this time it's got to be a different order. Rick's going to pick first, then Aaron, then Wolf, then me. So I'll be making the Cardinals pick. So, Rick, you're picking for the Bears.
Caleb Williams.
All right. All right, Aaron, you're picking for the Commanders.
Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
I see how we're doing this right now. I get this.
We'll do two more later where you get to pick for the Cardinals.
Okay. Who's next?
So you are New England.
Oh,
you can trade, you can draft, you can do whatever you want. Yeah.
Drake. May.
Okay. Wow, so no trades with Minnesota, so I could make the trade with Minnesota right now.
Yeah.
It's right there on the table.
Yeah, but once you do a mock where there are trades involved, we all know it's ridiculous.
There's no point in doing this game if the Cardinals can't trade the pick.
I'm just okay. Maybe the Cardinals is the one exception.
Even with all that on the board, you know I'm still taking Marvin Harrison Jr.
You can't take Marvin Harrison Jr. because I already took him.
Well, I can still take him, just the draft's got to go differently.
No.
So I have to trade the pick?
You have to do something different. Otherwise...
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm going to... Then I guess I'm trading with... Okay, I'll trade with the Giants just to free this up for you guys. And I'll take Romo Dunze at number six. Okay.
Okay, and what are you getting back for Rome Odunze moving down to number six?
Nothing that's good enough. I would have taken Marvin Harrison Jr., but I probably will get a first rounder next year and obviously the sixth pick this year. That's probably all I can get to move down two spots.
That'd be huge.
So, yeah, give me a first rounder next year. Maybe Rome Odunze is the number one receiver on my board anyway. I don't know. So, yeah, I trade down two spots. I take Rome.
Okay.
All right. We'll do this later in the show, too, because Wolf still gets to pick for the Cardinals, and so does Rick.
Yeah.
Rick's going to be out of options picking for the Cardinals at number four. Anyway. All right.
Just taste it, Rick.
So far, Maloney got Marvin Harrison Jr., and okay, I got Odunze in a first-round pick.
Okay, you know what? Honestly, right now, Rome Odunze at number six with a first-round pick doesn't sound bad.
I
love him. He's a football player. I can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
He is. Rome Odunze, of those big three, the big three wide receivers in the NFL draft, I think Rome Odunze is the best football player. Now, when I say that, I mean a guy that you could line up at inside, weak side, and let him play linebacker and stuff a hole. You know what I mean? I think, honestly, throwback. I think of a guy that is like Anquan Boldin, when I think of Rome Odunze. And I don't throw that around lightly.
No, that's a pretty good comp, actually. And if you're telling me the Cardinals could draft Anquan Boldin, if they could trade down two spots and draft Anquan Boldin, sign me up. Now, the counter might be if you stayed at four, you could draft Larry Fitzgerald. And what a conundrum that is, right? You can have Larry Fitzgerald or Anquan Boldin. But we'll see. And we'll play out two more rounds of this later on in the show, because I will give you my reasoning for not trading with Minnesota. I don't trust that I can trade back up.
Yeah.
And so if you're telling me I could trade down and trade back up, then that's different. But right now, I just feel like if I trade down two spots, I'm still getting one of these receivers.
See, the one thing about this that makes it so difficult, you say Larry Fitzgerald. You know what? If you knew you were going to get Larry Fitzgerald out of either Marvin Harrison Jr. or Rome Odunze, of course, you, even if it meant staying right there at number four, you would do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Here's the one thing. Larry was so special. Basinonians inside his spirit and his soul was so special.
And he went to
as
Pitt.
A football player. Don't bring up
well,
Pitt. No, why would you do that?
Part of
it was,
this
I'm
story.
Trying to compliment
it's
this
part
guy.
Of Larry's story.
I understand it's part of his story as well, but it's the runny part of his story.
Okay, all right.
It's not the solid part of the story.
I understand.
The solid part of the story is Larry Fitzgerald inside. Can you really compare any of these guys to Fitzy?
Nope.
I don't think so, because I don't know him. But you know what? There are some people that sat inside that room that do know and have a really good feeling for Marvin Harrison Jr. and Rome Odunze, because they have talked to him personally, because they've talked to many other people that know these guys. They've done their due diligence on both those guys and Malik Nabers, of course. So to me, once again, we throw it around. Oh, he's a Larry Fitzgerald comp, right? We throw that around a lot. But you got to be careful, brothers, because Larry was special.
If any of these guys could be 70% of Larry Fitzgerald, I'd still stay there at four and take him. I wouldn't even think twice. Real quick before we hit the break, do you think I'm crazy to think the Patriots would trade that pick? I just have this feeling they're going to trade that pick. And I've had that feeling for a while.
Yeah. No, I think they're going to make a pick. I think they're going to go with a quarterback, especially if it's Jaden.
It does kind of hinge on who's still available at three. And we got to see what the Commanders do. But I think it's like 50-50 the Patriots might trade that pick. All right. When we come back, who has to step up for the Phoenix Suns tonight? It's Wolf and Luke on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.